Hello, everybody. This is the Script Cabinet with a little bit of a disclaimer before we start the audio. I am on the spectrum, Asperger's syndrome to be exact, and I would like to make it clear that I am not an expert on autism, nor is autism a kink. It's a neurological condition that affects the lives of many people around the world. Since it is Autism Awareness Month, I recognize that this subject is rare on the internet, but I assure you, those on the spectrum can, and do, feel sexual attraction. I wrote this script with the hope of shining light on a subject that many people on the spectrum have difficulty addressing. Still, I'd like to make it clear that my audios are fantasies and nothing but. With this in mind, please enjoy the audio. Hi. Nothing. I'm just writing. Nothing. It is a lot. That's okay. No. You can't look. I don't want you to. Well, I was... I kinda just got lost in it. Yeah? I tend to do that. I was writing some things I don't really know how to express. Like, my mom said that's a good thing to do, sometimes. Like, maybe it'll help me find the right words. I don't think I can tell you. It's uncomfortable. Yeah, you did say you wanted us to be more honest with each other. So I was writing things that I don't know how to talk about. Well, you, people, math, politics, something else. I don't know, but hey, don't read that. Hey. I'm sorry, I don't know. No, I'm sorry, wait, what? Well, shouldn't I be sorry? I hid that from you. No, honey, it's just that I'm worried. I've been worried about a lot of things lately. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to tell you. Like, I've been feeling, feelings, like, in here and there. How do I explain this? No, I'm not mad at you. I know I'm not supposed to be afraid of you, but I... Truth is, I am sometimes. I'm afraid of what you're gonna say to me when I tell you some things, like when I tell you that I'm upset about something, and it's not a big deal. Or at least it feels like it shouldn't be a big deal. Well, maybe? It might have something to do with my autism, but no, I really don't want it to be. I don't know. It's something I can't shake. At least, not shake on my own. But you know I can't tell people about it. Because every time they say something that makes me sad or I get really mad at them, and I look bad. Like, I finally trust them. And after some time, I finally build up the courage to open my mouth and tell them about it, but then when I do, I tell them about my autism, and they get mean or they say something stupid like, oh, that's a neurological disease that girls don't get, or how can you be autistic if you have two bachelor's degrees, or oh, my 5-year-old son has autism and you're nothing like him, so you clearly don't have it, but I'm not a 5-year-old boy, I'm a 24-year-old woman dealing with arrogant, self-centered, stupid people like them. No, I... Thanks, honey. Sorry. I can get a bit shaky when I think of bad things like that. It's like I'm a boiling kettle. Can you hug me some more? Please? It helps. The tile is an eggshell white. The table is brown. There's a tree outside the window. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 buttons on your shirt. Yeah. I'll be okay. I love you. I mean it. I don't think I tell you that enough. And I want to tell you why. I love you because you don't get scared when I rock myself back and forth. Because you know that I'm feeling something, and even though you don't understand that feeling, and I can't tell you what it is at the time, you don't panic because you know I'm just doing what I need to do in order to feel better. And stimming is one of the only ways I know how to do it. Or when I get a bad memory and I become nonverbal for a while, you don't mind it. And you can tell, and I don't even have to tell you most times. Or when I come home and I start ranting about bitchy customers at work, you listen and you seem to always know what to say to make me feel better. I love you for that, and you don't make me feel like a burden like most people that know about my autism do. I love you, honey. And it's not just because of that. Like, whenever I get excited about a new topic I discovered, or when I find a new seashell on the beach, you don't mind when I start rambling off on how happy I am that I found it or how cool the facts are, even though other people wouldn't care about it and say that it's just a rock. But it's not just a rock, it's a scoria, and it's an igneous rock that came from the volcano and it's solidified underwater. You can tell by the vesicular texture because that's the pattern that comes from bubbles, you see? You see? Yeah. And I also love it that you don't mind it when I peel off the skin of chicken McNuggets and eat them. And you don't care that I don't eat the end of the French fries that I touch. And just, you love me so much, and I know it, and I want to show you that I love you the way that other couples do. I just don't know how to say it. I want I want to experience orgasm And I want you to have sex with me. Is that okay? Really? You're not grossed out? Just, I always thought sex was something that grosses people out. Well, I don't know. I didn't really know what it was until I was, around 14? Well, we had sex ed in school, and they told us, but they didn't tell us what it was, so I had no idea. I didn't know it applied to me. I just went home and Googled the word, and I was shocked. I was surprised. Scared, even. It didn't look good. She was screaming like she was in pain, and I didn't like the sounds. The smacking, like your balls and, whatever it hits. I know what it is now. I just don't know what to expect. It feels like every other adult in the world knows what it's like, and I don't. I want you to help me with that. Could you? Please? Right now? Like, now? Now? Really? Oh. Okay. How do we do it? I mean, I know how to do it, but I don't. Help me. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay. Is this the part where you take off my dress? And now your shirt? Uh-huh. Oh, no, it's all right. I'll handle the bra. So, how do you feel? I know we haven't really started yet, but I can see it. Should I? Okay. Oh. All right. What? What was I supposed to say? Actually, what can I say? I haven't really seen it before. So, am I supposed to rub it? You're okay with me touching it, right? Okay, I'll do it. It feels like skin. It's hard, but it's soft too. Wait, it's getting stiffer. Am I doing this right? Great. You want to touch me? With your fingers? Okay. That shouldn't hurt, right? No? Okay. You You do that, and I'll just keep going. It feels gentle. But I don't feel anything. There, not really. There, a little bit. Wait, how did you find that so easily? We're standing up. Oh, right. I guess it would be a little easier if you were lying down, huh? Should we? I'm okay, but I'm just a little scared. I know it's not supposed to hurt, but what if it does? Then we can stop. You won't get mad at me, will you? Some guys tend to. Well, it's just something about how sex is something couples do in order to feel loved. Yet, at the same time, I know it's okay to explore new things, and we need to do that at our own time and at our own pace. And we shouldn't let others tell us what love is supposed to feel like, but, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. You don't feel that way? Thanks, love. Well, you know, consent is important. I really don't want to upset you. I hear all these stories, and I don't want us to be one of them. Are you sure? You'll let me take control? You mean on top of you? I think I want to rub a little more, and when we're ready, I can try it. I think it'll be safer that way. You okay with that? Okay. Could you rub me a little more too? Please? Feels nice. What happens if you go inside a little bit? It's a little weird. But it doesn't hurt. Are you enjoying this too? Good. I'm glad. Honey? I think I'm ready. Are you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just rub the tip along the... Oh. Feels wet. I guess that's a good thing. I trust you. Okay. I'm going to lower myself down now. Slowly. Right? Very, very slowly. It's a lot. It feels like I'm being split. No, I don't want to quit. I need to breathe and settle down. bedsheets are white and pink and blue and green. The wall is blue. There's a lamp and a couple pictures and a music box and the Rose of Jericho on my nightstand. I feel okay. I feel okay. Thanks, love. It doesn't feel that bad now. So what do I do now? Do you thrust or do I bounce? I mean, I guess I could. My legs. Wait, what? Oh, wait. Duh, yeah. I can support my weight like this. And then just hips back and forth, all right, I'm getting the hang of it, but it's hitting a weird spot. I can't describe it. Huh? You want to switch? How? Doggy? Yeah, we can try it. I heard that's nice. Missionary sounds like it hurts, to be honest. Like my hips or my back will hurt, or like... So my friend once said. Okay, I should get off you. Oh, my knees. Okay. Alright, so I'm on my hands and knees in front of you. I can do that. Like this? Alright. You can direct me, just... You'll go slowly, right? Yeah, I'd like that. Yeah. Yes? I can feel it again. It's a bit better this time, actually. Okay, love. I'm ready. Just easy on me. Please. Oh, wow. No, that's good. That's good. Keep going. I feel you. I feel your cock. I'm shaking a bit. Can you hold my hand? Just... Okay. Yes. Now. Like it's warm inside me. And I feel something in my stomach. But not in my stomach. I feel hot. No, keep going. I want you to. Faster. Yeah. It feels nice with your hands around my waist like that. Yes, like that. Like that, honey. Yeah. Yeah. I feel loved. Hold me. Please, just hold me. Whoa. That was... Wow. So that's what it feels like. I liked it. Did you? Good. I'm happy. Thanks. For giving my first time. I didn't think I would be at first, but I'm okay. We're okay. I have a good feeling about this. Like I don't need to be afraid anymore. That's because of you. I feel happy. I feel safe. I'm a little tired. Can we take a nap? I hear that's something you typically do after that. We can? I like that.